Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
May not know is that at Blue Mountain, we have altars throughout the property. I'm talking about outdoor altars, indoor altars. And one of the altars, quote unquote, is a mountain off in the distance that we refer to as Kedarnath.
Now, we should probably, we'll just tell you very quickly, the reason we call this mountain Kedarnath is it was 2 years ago this week in March that Sri and I first touched Tosa Blue Mountain as a property. And we did not know that mountain was here because it's in the distance, and the day we were here, it was cloudy. And we then left and had to go to India, and we wound up going to Kedarnath. And when you go to Kedarnath, you can only get there one of two ways. You can drive as far as you can drive. Then you either have to walk 14 and a half kilometers, or you take a helicopter. And we were...
I vote for helicopter.
Yeah, we all did. And so, but the morning of our helicopter, we were very, very blessed to get up there. We had a profound ensoulment. I mean, the pictures and the energies, all I know is I woke up with all the sadhus around me pouring stuff over me. And we had so much happen in Kedarnath, including... our choppers could not take us, and we wound up spending a very cold night at Kedarnath. And yeah. That energy really came in, because you don't sleep. I mean, this energy
no,
really
and
came
it's
in.
Snow all over, so yeah. it's even in the summer, there's snow on the ground.
So needless to say, this was one of the grand highlights, because I've had, in my heart, I want to be able to say, before I would transition on this body, that I've been to all the Jyotirlingas, and that was a big one to get to. So here's what happened, guys. When we came back here, I kid you not, the day we moved in, after we had found Tosa Blue Mountain, bought it, and we moved in August, the sun was clear, and we looked up, and that mountain peak is exactly, I mean, exactly identical to the Jyotirlinga at Kedarnath. And yes. So this is why we call it Kedarnath.
Because yeah. It looks just yeah. like that Jyotirlinga.
Yeah.
Now, what's amazing is the Andes Mountains are like the other half of the Kundalini of the Earth. You have the Himalayas and you have the Andes.
So it's a bridge.
And it's not an either or, it's both.
It's definitely the one
both,
and the other.
Both of these are
Shiva
called
Shakti.
The spines of the Earth, the
yeah.
Kundalini energy of the Earth.
Yeah.
And so naturally this peak that we refer to as Kedarnath, which comes to a point, is emanating a wonderful energy.
Well, and the fact that, you know, Sri and I live, we literally live way up high in the Andes Mountains. When people come to visit us, we talk to you about altitude and how to handle that. And so because we live up here, I often feel like I'm still in the Himalayas. I've spent an enormous amount of time out in the remote Himalayas, and I'm very grateful that we really feel, there's times when I find myself teleporting. And the first time I teleported actually between the Andes and the Himalayas was in 2005 when Sri and I opened up an ascension portal in Peru at the Mirai Circles. And it was the first time that I ever was at Machu Picchu that I remember standing at Machu Picchu. I saw the entire mountain morph into a Ganesh. I saw this yeah. portal open, and we were standing in the Himalayas. And sure enough, our next trip was to go to the Himalayas, where we were told to open the next ascension portal, where we did at the confluence of the Ganges. So there's this powerful energy. And today, it hit a new peak for all of us, guys. And that's where Sri and I are still reverberating. This is where the surprise ensoulment came in, was... you know, tomorrow, March 4th, and for some of you, probably almost now, it's Mahashivaratri.
Yes, yes.
And it was 2 years ago, during Mahashivaratri, that Sri and I did a massive puja. I mean, massive puja, and sent out all kinds of energy. And that was the puja where we called forward our next journey, where we knew we needed to move.
Yes.
And we then left to come to Ecuador right after our Mahashivaratri celebration. So this is a very powerful moment of creation and manifestation in the March energy. And today, oh my goodness, as I was sitting down, because if you guys have the app, and if you don't have the app, why not? Get the app, right? Spiritual Mastery of Sri and Kira.
Yes.
Today, as we were sitting down, to bring forward the weekly message, because inside the app, every week we have an installment for you. So as we were bringing the message through, my poor husband, he wasn't even there. He had to leave. And I was in front of this beautiful Mahashivratri card. There was this energy pouring in. I saw the Kedarnath here look like the pyramid, the top of a crystalline pyramid. And you know how at the top of the pyramid there's an eye? Well, what I saw was the pyramid, and I was thinking about our cosmic portal practice we've all been doing, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I put up my hands, and when I put up my hands to Kedarnath, right at the top where an eye in the pyramid would be, there was this crystalline light, and it was like beams of light coming in through the sacred blue Maria, the Christo, the crystalline Shiva, the violet ray Shiva, the blue, the cosmic blue Shiva, and everywhere. And I clearly heard that it was the energy of all Shivas. And then the message came through, and oh my God, guys, those of you that have the app, okay, the message will be posted after this show. Shri and I will be doing all the app updates, so within the next few hours, go to the app and read the message.
Now, as Kara shared the message with me, and I began to tune into it,
I'm going to read you guys the first couple lines.
I saw in my inner sight these rays of light. And it was as if the Kedarnath Mountain was the focal point. It's like the eye on top of a pyramid. You know, it's that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And these rays of light emanated from the divine and went to every single altar on this property, every single portal, it was like a thousand rays of light went and ignited and boosted.
Everywhere. And that's, guys, you got to remember, that's part of what happens. You know, this Saturday, just yesterday, we had our first spiritual mastery mentorship presence meeting where Shri and I teach, and we were teaching the formula of miracle manifestation, where we come together as a community, where the ceremony about the lotus energy of March, which is why if you're watching us at YouTube over at Official Shri and Kara, hopefully you like our lotus background in celebration of the March energy, because we're all lotusing. That's why we want one showing all of us coming up. So guys, this message, take a minute, okay? Shri comes back in. I'm sitting there like gone. And I was like, oh my God, Shri. And all I kept hearing was, and I'm just going to read to you guys. So the energy, and I asked Shri, I said, are you feeling this as much as I am? Because I kept telling him it was Kedarnath and the energy of Kedarnath and the Shiva connection of Kedarnath. It was the crystalline Shiva, the violet ray Shiva. It was the cosmic Shiva. It was the Lord of the Mountain. It was the cosmic Lord of the Mountain. I was like, I couldn't distinguish. And then this beautiful booming voice said this to me. I am the 108 names of Shiva as the Ashtara Shantamavali speak as one voice. And I dropped to my knees. I'm going to start crying again, because if you are not familiar with what that is, go Google it. Go Google it. And as I'm sharing that right here in my crown, and so I'm going to invite all of you. Are y'all feeling this? It's like this spiral of energy. So they're telling me the two fingers of my right hand, it's like they're making me do a mudra. So I have my thumb holding down the ring finger and the pinky. The two fingers are up, the middle and the pointer. Bring those to the top of your head. Have your left hand up. And just start, wow. Just spin. Ooh. Yeah, just spin. And breathe and relax. And they're saying, what I'm seeing is what many would see coming out of Lord Shiva, is what I'm seeing is what feels like the Mother Ganga pouring the water. And so that's what I'm feeling like. I'm feeling like this beautiful water.
Breathe and be with this.
And in the app, along with the message that came through, and I'm going to read you just the first couple lines, we're also going to put a link to a beautiful YouTube video I found. It's a 5-minute video, and this is really my prayer and an offering I'm making for Shiva, along with all the Rudraksha I'm wearing today, is to invite as many people as possible to just take 5 minutes and watch this beautiful short 5-minute video of this beautiful, beautiful being singing the 108 names of Shiva. And that maybe tomorrow, regardless of dogma, get rid of dogma and all of that, but just maybe give yourself one moment in the energy of March 4th and the energy of the Maha Shivaratri to release everything that no longer serves you, to let go of negativity, to surrender at the feet of the divine that is your divine experience, and trust that energy coming through you. And so Sri and I are very excited. Again, get the app, right? Get our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, Apple Store, Android, all platforms worldwide. This is this week's message, and we're just going to read the first paragraph. You want
to
read the first paragraph, Sri?
I'm happy to help.
So Sri's just going to read. This is just the first paragraph. So just maybe breathe into that beautiful energy in our crown chakra. Bring our hands. Yeah, it is like a calming waterfall. I agree. Let's bring our hands to our heart.
From the bountiful ocean of that which has always been comes forward in this moment of now an upward rising breath that exhales and relaxes with trust into the presence of the divine. I am here. I am there. I am everywhere, and I am nowhere.
Wow, and guys, that's just the beginning of this message. So again, it's in the app. And remember in the app that not only do we print the message, we also give you the audio of the message. And so this is this week's message. And we wanted to really bring that to everyone as we opened up because it's a powerful moment. And again, I want to remind you, I see that the phone lines are filling, but I also want to remind you, we still have a few open. You can call us at 517-208-1500. Give us a call if you want to join in this conversation, ask us a question, or of course receive a mini soul reading. Whew, and guys, I just thank you all for letting us open. We're still kind of coming out of, I don't know that we even are. I think you guys hopefully can feel the emanation of this profound moment.
Yes.
And you gotta love that in this month where the Mandela effect is actually slipping with these parallel dimensions. And in this moment of Mahashivratri, that we are entering into this profound reinvention, Mercury retrograde on the 5th. I mean, wow, right? What a great moment.
It always surprises us how, as we follow our guidance, it seems that celestial events sort of line up. You know, we don't look at the calendar and ask when is the retrograde, when is the full moon.
We do not follow astrology,
We don't look at anything outside of the inner guidance.
Yep.
And then when the inner guidance comes forward and we share it, all of a sudden we look at the calendar and we go, wait a minute.
Well, that's kind of fun. But we're always just as surprised as anybody else. And that, Sri, I really sense that for you and I, that's really a way that you and I demonstrate walking mastery, because we really do trust guidance. We really do trust the universe. I mean, that's, I think, if there's anything you and I are ever guilty of, it's saying yes to the divine.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, so here we are in early March, and we are in the month of reinvention.
Yeah.
Reinventing yourself. We talked about this on Explore the Mysteries yesterday. We're going to talk a little more about it today, because I think people forget how powerful you really are. You know, I could speak to you at any point in your life and say you are a powerful being.
Yeah.
But when I say it to you today, right now, you are a powerful being, and you can command the light and create a beautiful future, a beautiful now, a beautiful moment of expanding love. Right now, when I say that, it has more potency, more meaning, more truth, more amplitude than ever before.
Yeah, that's true.
We are at an amazing time of co-creation, and to doubt yourself, to doubt the universe, to doubt your bank account, to doubt anything is to say to the divine, I'm turning my back on you. Consider that for a moment. Because everything is lined up for your success. Everything. It's time to put away all thoughts that are less than creation.
And you know, guys, I think in this moment, Sri, we want to also give a shout out and talk to you about what happened this week with the creation energy. Many of you know that Sri and I are very, very blessed to have a very dear friendship with the people that own the one of the museums here in Cuenca that has most of what we would call the ancient alien artifacts. As a matter of fact, those of you that are joining us for the Cosmic Origins journey in June, we've arranged inside the museum, we will be doing private Incan ceremony using the original Incan artifacts.
You'll get to touch and feel the vibration emanating
of these sacred artifacts. So at our request, they had some reproductions made, and they're scattered about here in Tosa Blue Mountain. And today, when all those crystalline energies were coming in, I couldn't help but think that this morning, and I'm going to be lighting the incense in just a moment. And for those of you watching us on YouTube over at the official Shri and Kira channel, Shri's going to put up a picture right now. And for those of you that are listening to us in audio, I want to describe this to you. Last week, we talked about how we were doing all these altars with you, and we told you, here we go. We told you that this was an act in process. And if you gaze at these two pictures right now, and I'll describe to all of you, Shri and I, these are the two new pieces. These are exact replicas made by local Kanyari artisans on our behalf. These are exact replicas of the originals. The one on your left, in amongst two of our San Pedro here on site, we grow all of our own San Pedro, you'll see that beautiful woman, and she is just amazing, and she's weaving, she's creating, she is in the birth. And this is at the head of the trail, so when you walk up to our water therapy center, there's a trail now that leads you around to this ancient indigenous altar, and we very clearly heard that we had to have one at the beginning, and so there she is, we placed her. Then if you walk around to the actual altar, you will see our beautiful priest or high priest there.
Okay. And we'll just see if we can improve that. I don't know. So at YouTube, we hope you can hear us. So the picture on the right is of the shaman, and we have lit some incense, and that incense is burning here in the picture. You can see the smoke.
And this is the Palo Santo. And so we consecrated these this morning, and then when that crystalline light came in, all of these things gritted together. It was truly a demonstration of oneness, a demonstration of the one energy, the one being that we all are. And so, Shri, I'm going to ask you to come back to our regular feed, and we're going to show you guys now that saw that picture with the smoke. So this is the top, and I'm just showing a little piece of incense, but this was the top. You can see, I'll turn it upside down so you can kind of see, that I ripped off from the incense that I did this morning, and we kept it specifically to light with you, because you all have been with us in real time. There has been so much magic happening. This is the energy of March coming in from that multidimensional anchorship, and this is why understanding these Mandela effect slips, understanding what's happening, understanding that in this overall February 19 to April 16 cycle of self-ascension or self-sabotage, this is a really beautiful moment. And so we wanted to consecrate that with you. Those of you watching us at YouTube, we're going to light this incense right now, but we are going to offer it to all of you. So even if you are listening to us with the audio, just bring a hand to your heart, and Shri can describe and share.
Now we're lighting what's called Palo Santo, and that is the frankincense of Ecuador. Mm-hmm. And this is made from the bark of a very sacred tree. It has a wonderful, wonderful fragrance. It immediately connects one to thousands of years of ceremony, and it purifies the air, the aura, and it's just a balancing energy.
And we're offering it to all of you right now. And I have, again, the incenser that we have been using that is the sister, so to speak, sister brother, of the one that is out with this beautiful being, and it's also a lotus. And I love that when we started using that, we really didn't know about the March lotus energy, but here we've been using this lotus. And so to all of you right now, we love you and feel the energy of the ignition of your sacred dreams returning. Remember, we are in the moment of the divine return. What dream are you holding for your life? What dream are you manifesting? What gift are you ready to call forward? Because everything is supporting that, and we are sharing this sacred gift with you. And thank you. People are saying that they're burning some too. You can find Palo Santo, saying, where can I find it? Look in, go ahead and look at the, Amazon.com, right? Didn't we find some there? It might be there, but it's just Palo Santo. And of course, if you come to visit us in Ecuador, we can send you home with the real thing. So another reason to come visit us here. Now, someone's talking about the message. And so let me just share with you, on the app, there are a couple things you should be aware of, because someone's like, I'm looking and I can't find the weekly. Okay, guys, here's the way it works. When you open your app, it always defaults to the daily, right? The wonderful daily message. And if you're on YouTube, I'm showing it to you right now. And then if you go up into the menu, if you click on the menu, which are all those lines up there at the top, what you have is at the very top, the daily inspiration. Then a couple down, you have the weekly practice. Then you go down and you'll see it's a beautiful little mask face, and it says weekly ensouled message. That's where the message appears. And so it is amazing. The weekly self-ascension practice is not the ensoulment. Remember, the weekly self-ascension practice is a practice that has come from one of our past ensoulments. It is not the current weekly ensoulment that we do every Sunday to bring forward for all of the members of the Mastery Mentorship community. Oh my goodness, I'm so glad to hear so many of you are burning the incense. We love you.
Yes,
thank
you.
We all connect together. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, Sri, we have so many people on hold. Why don't we start welcoming in some of these
beautiful
beings?
All right. Well, we're going to head to New Jersey, and we'll say hi to Maureen, and come on in and say hello.
Namaste, Maureen. Welcome, beloved angel.
Oh, namaste, Sri and Kira. Oh, my goodness. This is such a great surprise. I want to send my blessings and gratitude for all of your inspiration and your love and this beautiful community that we're a part of. And it just creates such motivation within and being connected to the divine and knowing that that is fulfilling the peace and love in our hearts so we can shine our light outward. And I just wanted to say hi and share and compliment both of you for your wonderful light that you shine on all of us. So thank you.
Thank you, my angel. What a gift to connect with you today.
Thank you. It's such a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Would you have time for a mini soul reading?
Well, of course I would. And it's funny. I was sitting here waiting for you to ask because your guide said, make her ask.
Yeah, I get a mute your line.
Oh, that's
so,
fun.
All right. So we're going to mute your line while I'm giving you the message, but we'll unmute it as soon as it's done. So for everyone, I want you to just take a moment and really breathe in, especially in this beautiful energetic reinvention, re-up moment. As Maureen was sharing with me, all her guides kept saying to me is, she wants a mini soul reading, but do not offer it. Make her ask for it. And so, Maureen, I first want to compliment you for saying yes. However, the gift that you are being given in this moment is to learn how to empower and take charge of your light. They're saying that within you is the capacity to command the light. Pick up your magic wand, command the orchestra, and create from the beauty that you are. And they're saying that all you need to do is trust that your hands are being guided and everything else will unfold. And so it is. Many blessings, my love. Thank you.
Much love, Maureen.
Namaste, Maureen. And you're unmuted, honey.
Oh, namaste. I can't even talk. I'm so warm with gratitude and love, and that is a beautiful message, and I'm holding that in my heart, and I thank you kindly.
Thank you, my love, and
many
I see
blessings.
Your magic wand. It's gorgeous.
All right. Should we take one more here?
Yes, please.
It looks like Sukiana from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I was trying to call the old number, and I wanted to speak to you, so both of you, so much. I set the intention. I was like, the other phone number, it wasn't working. Finally, I just went on the radio, and you were there, and you gave the number out, and I'm so glad because I didn't have the number to call in, and here I am. I'm so excited. Thank
well,
you.
Miracle won, and I love it.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you.
Angel.
I feel I'm today's the 333 portal, March. Beautiful energies. I've had about 15 minutes of energies running through my body, and I have been so confused, feeling so lost lately, and I'm having some physical manifestations coming up, my right hip, and I don't know. I'm just in this space, and I'm really trying to let go of any struggle and resistance, and I would love a soul reading and anything you can offer for me today. Thank you so much.
Oh, Angel, Sukiana, thank you, my love. You know, the whole time you were speaking, my hands were filling with energy. My hands were filling with light, and I just kept hearing balance, 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 balance. And as I'm holding this energy in my hands right now, my eyes, I'm just going to try and offer you that energy. I'm feeling this energy of green emerald light, and it's interesting. Look at our set today, right? All this green emerald light. But I feel it, and it's just like moving out, and my hands are really, really hot. And I know over in the Oneness Talk Radio chat room, a lot of people were talking about hot hands. Angel, I believe that you have called in for everyone right now a powerful activation to ascend into a higher frequency of healing harmony. And that's the word they keep giving me, that you are ascending into a higher frequency of healing harmony, but it's got to be in balance. And what I'm doing with my hands, if you're watching us at YouTube, you can see me. Sri, maybe you can help describe.
It's like lifting and lowering the hands like a teeter-totter. Mm-hmm. One's up and one's down and back and forth.
And I kid you not, I see them turning green and they're hot. They're like on fire. And I feel like I'm balancing this energy together. And my elbows are actually tight into my body. They're very tight into my body. And I'm doing this. And they're saying that breathe in the energy of freedom and exhale the energy of congestion. Breathe in the energy of freedom. Exhale the energy of congestion. Take your hands together now. Prayer position. Rub them together. Wow, are they hot. And when you are done rubbing, take one and then put them on your hips. Anyone else, you can put them anywhere you want and receive, receive, receive. They're saying that the freedom of motion and the freedom of being is yours to claim when you harmonize all and remember the joy. And thank you, my love, for bringing this attunement to all of us. Wow, that is so powerful. You are powerful. Look at the miracle you created just in getting through today. I love you, honey. Thank you for being on the planet.
Oh, many blessings. You both. I love you both. So much peace, love, and light.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Sri and Kira. I truly love you both.
Oh, we truly Namaste. Love you too, honey. Thank you. Many Namaste. Blessings. You know, Sri, honestly, I'm overwhelmed by the beauty of this community.
Yes.
And that is
yes.
the gift of coming together every Sunday. And again, I want to share that, you know, this is also one of those energies of March. One of the energies of March is support. How mm-hmm. are you supporting yourself? And this is part of why Sri and I are now doing both a Saturday and a Sunday show. You know, for a long time, people have been like, you guys need a 2-hour show. And what we found was that there's people who can't be live on Sunday that can come on Saturday and vice versa. And it also gave us an opportunity to expand more with all of you through two different formats. So we love being with you. You certainly support the gift of this planet awakening. And yes. so thank you for being here.
Now, speaking of the awakening, I want to take mm-hmm. a moment and bring your attention to an opportunity that's coming up in 1 week. And that is to join me for the Avesa Medical Intuitive Training. Now, this training is foundational for helping your good mind let go of density concepts and start looking at the energetic flows mm-hmm. that are underpinning all of the expressions in the body, whether it's symptomology or pain or congestions, but whether it's also the freedom. You know, what do I need to do to bring my divine resources into present time for my manifestation? And I chose to offer this in this month at this time of reinvention and recreation. It is truly a powerful, foundational presentation for anybody who desires to help other people and help yourself.
Well, and you know, in a moment where, let's face it, it's time for all of us to remember that we have the capacity to heal. And I was just thinking about everything, the way that everything has been happening today. But seriously, guys, check it out. Avesa Medical Intuitive. It's at our events page at shreenkira.com. Go check it out. It's worth seeing.
I invite you to join me. I would love to be able to show you how to look deeper, to understand more fully, and to find more joy in your life, and then to share that with other people.
I love it.
Truly, come.
Enjoy. And are we ready for that quick break, Sri?
Let's take a little break.
We're going to take a quick break because how did it get to be this time? But we will be right back, and we have a lot to share. More callers. We'll be with you.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom. Affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance. Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression, Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
And we're back. And hey, guys, thank you for being here. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. And, you know, Sri and I have really been blessed in so many ways. And one of the blessings that we feel is so profound is the opportunity to be with you, to be with this community. You know, at Oneness Talk Radio, one of the things we're constantly sharing is that together we are better. Yes. And sincerely, we are. When we can let go of the illusion of competition, when we can recognize that when we co-create, we all succeed, when we can move forward with this vision without shrinking from who we are, then and only then will we sincerely shift the planet. And that's what the voice of passionate action is. And we're grateful that we have been on the air for over 15 years talking about this. And we're grateful that you're here right now. So I do want to share that. And I'm reading a lot of different emails here and a lot of different sharing in the chat room that I am very, very grateful that at the urging of my husband, I have a new show with my dear friend Johanna Sand every Thursday night. And this show airs right here at Oneness Talk Radio Live, OnenessTalkRadio.com, at TFRLive.com, and we broadcast to YouTube at Oneness Talk Radio. The reason I'm inviting you to check out this show is because it's the voices of empowered, awake women. And, you know, just this morning, I was shocked to read an article where in the entire planet, women are still only granted 75% of the right to live as men. And that's the planetary average, with some countries scoring as low. The worst in the world was Saudi Arabia at 23%. And the United States was not even in the top 50. There are only 6 countries in this entire planet that grant 100% equality to men and women, and they're all over in Europe. There's Denmark, France, Sweden.
Sweden.
Belgium. Oh, and Latvia. And I'm forgetting one, and forgive me for the one I'm forgetting. I didn't try to memorize them. But this Thursday, Johanna and I are going to be talking about what it's like to buck the system and become awake as a woman. And for the first time ever, I'm going to share a story that I haven't shared ever, except with my husband and other people who know me.
Well, having the privilege of being there each Thursday and listening to Johanna and Kira talk about becoming awake, becoming conscious as a woman who still has responsibilities in the world, and how to bring that forward, how to walk through those proverbial glass ceilings.
And
the habitual double standard. I found myself very humbled to be in the presence of beings. I'm not going to label you by gender. That are claiming truth and empowerment and love and being willing to share. And this is what Kira and Johanna are doing.
So
check it out.
Thank you. So this Thursday, we are starting our Empowered Women of Consciousness series. And Johanna and I are going to kick it off by sharing some of our personal story that I really encourage you to check out, because I trust that it will really assist you. And then next week, our special guest is Dee Wallace. You'll want to be there to have Johanna and I when we're there chatting with Dee. You might remember Dee from her role as the mom in the movie E.T. Dee also has a show right here at Oneness Talk Radio, Conscious Creation. Great show. You want to check that out. And so, beloved angels, we are really at this empowered moment of March. Remember that this month is very much about navigating the retrograde and to flourish through it. How are you reinventing yourself? What are you claiming? What are you bringing in? The March energy is an energy within an energy. We started this self-ascension or self-sabotage February the 19th through April 16th. So March is a really beautiful moment to really pump up your dream and to make it and bring it forward.
You know, self-ascension or self-sabotage is something to hold into your mind. because that phrase encapsulates the choice that is always in front of us. Are we lifting into greater authenticity, or are we setting ourselves aside in an effort to conform, comply, or avoid seeming confrontation? And it's important to recognize that each of us has a role to play. Sometimes we do need to be silent. Sometimes our voice needs to be heard. However, you deserve to be here. You deserve to have your voice heard. And you deserve to love yourself enough to say, now's the time.
And now is the time. Oh, my loves. Consider, you know, have you gifted yourself with an opportunity to really sit down with what your dream is? And do you give yourself the opportunity to call it forward? Or, remember, self-ascension or self-sabotage, or is there a voice inside of you that's saying this is never going to happen, never was, never could be, whatever? Well, and I think speaking of happening, let's jump back to the call board. We have
okay.
So many people waiting, so
all right.
I think we're right here in South Dakota.
Yeah, let's say hi to Anthony from South Dakota.
Anthony, woohoo!
Namaste, woohoo! Happy 333!
Yeah, baby, yeah, woohoo!
Yeah, happy 333, and... I'd like to project and send love to both of you and all the community, Tulsa community, the Miracle
Thank
Team,
you.
And whoever else is connecting with this transmission. hello, green, yes. Emerald green, that is the Pisces birthstone.
Yeah.
And, right?
Yes.
And the Archangel, what is it? Archangel Raphael?
Yes, it is.
Who projects the green?
Yes.
Yeah, of healing, yes. The healing land. I have more of my altar here. So, yeah.
Mm.
So, but yes. And I wanted to say that tomorrow is my birthday. I am a Pisces. If you were wondering, there was something fishy about me.
so. Just keep flowing.
Yeah.
But I was so amazed, Kira, that you shared that tomorrow is also Maha Shri, how you pronounce it?
Maha Shivaratri. Yeah, I was just thinking that
Maha
too.
Maha Shivaratri.
Yes.
Yes, Maha Shivaratri. I'm going to have to Google that because
yes,
I don't
you
know
do.
Very much about that.
Oh, learn, baby,
but
learn.
Because it's falling on my birthday, yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said learn. And Anthony, when you read this week's Miracle Team message, click on the link tomorrow and watch that little YouTube video
yeah.
I found. We did not make it. It was just one I found. It's beautiful. But give yourself that five-minute
okay.
gift on your birthday for sure.
I sure will.
Yeah.
I sure will. By the way, what's the temperature there?
82, 83 maybe. Hopefully you don't see me sweating.
We don't have any air conditioning.
No, I don't see you sweating. I was going to ask you if you wanted to trade places.
I'm
minus 15 here. So.
No. No, I don't. I don't want to trade places. But
let's
I'm sending you our
here,
son.
Man. We need it. Oh, God.
Well, we will send you our son. Absolutely, my love.
Oh, well, thank you. So, and I just wanted to, like I said, I just wanted to call in and say hello and, you know, and talk with you and speak with you for a few minutes and, you know, feel your energy, you know, and, you know, I'm watching you on YouTube, too,
well,
while
thank
we're talking,
you.
But
thank
that's
you.
Lagging at least 15, 20,
yeah.
20 seconds
yeah.
Behind this, what we're doing right now, so mm-hmm. it's kind of funny.
Well, you'll get to do it twice.
But anyway, yes, I will. Well, I love you both. I love everyone in the community, of course, everyone here on Gaia as well, and, I love you both, and thank you for the many gifts you have shared with us through the archangelic realm. Kara, I know your position. You continue to say yes. Sri, you continue to say yes. And I want to give both of you thank you because you inspire me to say yes.
Thank you.
And I'm saying yes to my dreams, finally. I know what my dream is. I know why I'm here. And before I leave cashing my chips, I am going to manifest my dreams.
Yes, you are, and thank you for making that public declaration. And
yes.
Sri and I are witnessing that. This entire community is witnessing that. We all say absolutely. And Anthony, I want to bow before you and your mastery. We have had the blessing of knowing you for many, many, many years. And my love, when you come to Ecuador to visit us, I still have the beautiful angel you gave me with the beautiful green stone. It is out in our old Paute archaeological site on the main altar.
Oh, wow.
And you will see it when you come. So you are always in our heart. This is a powerful birthday year for you. Honor it. Dance with it, love it, and we love you, Anthony. Many blessings, honey. Namaste.
Thank you, and I would also like to say I still have my amethyst crystal here on my altar when I did a Vesa 1 back in New Mexico. So,
yes, we are always connected, my love. Namaste, angel. Yes. Many blessings.
Namaste.
And happy birthday.
Happy Woo-hoo. Birthday.
Thank you. Many blessings to you too as well.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Ooh, oh, wow, Sri, that was just so beautiful. We have so many people holding. Let's go to our next one.
We're going to head to California, and it looks like we're going to say hi to Lori.
Namaste, Lori. Welcome, angel.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Wow, thank you for answering this, letting me talk. I knew you guys from a long time ago, and... I just reconnected, and I would love to have a mini soul reading. I've had a lot of challenges lately.
I see it. Yeah, I see it, sweetheart. Well, first of all, thank you for the blessing of this moment. Thank you for the gift of this connection. You know, it always is such a gift when we can allow our heart to carry us forward. And the reason I'm sharing that right now is that as I'm gazing at your energy field, I'm seeing all these hearts. And they're pretty. It almost looks like a heart mobile, you know. They're all around you, but they're all dangling, and they're right here. And some of them look like they're covered in diamonds, and some of them are like a pink paper, and some of them are different colors. But they're all it's like a harmony. And I'm hearing it very high pitch right ear, and in my left ear, I'm hearing it different. And what they're saying is that within the depth of your conjoined energy of the one with the one, and they're talking about the body and the soul, there is a moment inside of you that is asking to be healed. And that moment, they're showing me, it's like right in the center of your chest, right here. It almost looks like an open heart surgical kind of scar. So I'm just running my finger up and down right there, and I'm holding it, and they're saying that you are ready to ignite the next part, and they're using words like best part of your life. But first remove the knife that is sitting here. And they're just, I'm watching them, and it's like they're just saying all you need to do is remove it, relax, and be. And they just keep saying the same thing, remove, relax, and be, remove, relax, and be. Water is your best friend. You need to be jumping in water, swimming in water, drinking water, playing in water, lots of water. And they're saying green in your bedroom, whether it's a plant, whether it's a pillowcase, whether it's your sheets, it doesn't matter. And I want you to take in a deep breath, and they're saying that, remember, you are eternally loved, because somewhere along the line, that it's not that you forgot it, it's just that it didn't seem real anymore. And they're saying, if anything, that's the reason you got through today, was to just hear that that is real, that it has never left you, and that you are at a powerful moment. And so I'm grateful you called through today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my
love. Much love.
Much love to you, honey. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. Namaste. Wow, 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 wow. Shri, we just have so many people. Let's.
Well, we got a little issue here with the technology. I can't access the... some reason it got funny.
Okay, hold on, guys. We're gonna need to. We want to take all of your calls, and
I think you hit page refresh there.
Let's try that. Okay, which is what, regular refresh?
Yeah. Right,
okay.
Here, let me do it.
We're gonna refresh our call board, and if you guys who are calling in get cut off, call back in, and we apologize, but our call board got a little interesting on us. And hey, given that it's Mercury retrograde, and given
actually.
And look at that, it still is.
Okay, I got one other idea.
Given the amazing energy of all of you, I am not surprised. But you know, guys, I also want to share while we have this minute that I started out talking earlier about this Mandela effect energy. That the Mandela effect energy is giving us a moment where, the way I was describing it to Sri earlier is, do you ever see those scenes on a sci-fi movie where they're going through like the time warp, right? And it's like the you see the face, but then there's like the more face to the left and the more face to the right. It's like, you know, what's real? That's what's happening right now. That's what's real, is that we are having this experience of many different multiple dimensional portals at the same time. And these multidimensional portals are actually expanding and sliding. And so with the Mandela effect, we started talking about this yesterday on the air. You know, for example, one of my favorite examples is the Luke, I am your father. Well, yes. I'm of that generation, and it was Luke, I am your father. I mean, I think we all remember playing with that. And I always giggle that one of the main ways to validate that is the movie Tommy Boy. Right? I mean, let's not forget that in the movie Tommy Boy, he's sitting there in the office in the fan playing Darth Vader, right? Going, Luke, I am your father. That wasn't because they were changing the words. That's because that's what those words were. However, why would that movie be the same, yet the Star Trek movie, or Star Wars movie, would be changed? Because the Star Wars movie was a defining moment that shifted consciousness.
Yes.
And so the only changes you see, because oftentimes people make the, well, if one thing has shifted, why hasn't everything shifted? Because it's only the things that had the greatest effect on consciousness. Look at some of the logos that have had the shifts, right? Those are consciousness shifting energies. Now, I'm not saying that all consciousness shifting energy is high. I'm not offering or passing judgment or sharing that there would be anything other than a neutral energy. But what I am sharing is that when a Mandela effect comes in, that energy is looking for the straightest line of the energy that is affecting consciousness. And as those lines are now blurred and gone away, and as you are being invited to anchor and actually recreate your life from this new portal, take that in. If you've just anchored, remember we've all been going through this the past three months. So if you've just anchored in this new parallel dimension, what are you doing with it? Are you going to self-ascend and call in your dreams, or are you going to self-sabotage? That's what's in front of you, and that is the gift of this retrograde.
You know, sometimes I envision these timelines as if they are like streams on a highway.
That's a good vision.
And what has happened is that the streams on the highway were once separated, and they're now beginning to overlap. It's a little bit like three-dimensional chess.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is just stand up a little straighter, and you're connected to another stream.
Yes.
Now, that's just a metaphor. The reality is everything is existing at once. The question is, are you able to call it into present time? And is it appropriate for you to do that? Because when we think about all the things in our past lives, all the things in our future and our future potentials, it's important to recognize that we are here to magnify light and love.
Yeah.
We are here to do this while having a human expression, which means we get to monkey around with these bodies and form, and we get to interact in this realm. However, the underpinning energy is always that of creation, of unity, of love, of service, and joy.
Yes.
And those qualities are always there to be essential, to be part of your experience.
Oh, in every single way. And we're going to take another caller. And right before we do, I love, yesterday Akhil had talked to us all about how he had recently changed all of his bed sheets. And Akhil, I just want to acknowledge you saying, hey, I changed all white and I'm feeling less tired. Coincidence? Oh, come on, you already know it's not. You know, that's the gift of paying attention. And, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, my beloveds, when it comes to your bedroom, the other thing that you should all give yourself the gift of doing, especially in this month of March, sit in bed. I'm serious. Just make your bed in the morning, sit in bed, start looking in your left. And I mean, you look at everything as you cruise your entire bedroom. And if it does not bring you joy, if when you look at it, you feel something that makes you uncomfortable or you don't like the memories or the energy, take it out of your bedroom.
Yes.
Just keep the bedroom sacred. Pay attention to the energy in there, and you'll always be supported. So I love that. Sheree, should we say hello to another beautiful being?
Yeah, let's head up to BC, and we'll say hi to Yvonne.
Namaste, Yvonne. Welcome, angel. Now, Sheree, it says we're not in the call board. Is that why we can't hear anybody?
Uh-oh.
So, okay. Yeah, everybody's hanging up. So, forgive us, my angels. It looks like our call
when we
board.
Rebooted the board.
Laughter and clarity. Here are Sheree and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira.
And I am Sri Ram Kaur, and we are delighted to be with you.
Especially, wow, right, that's fascinating.
Hello.
Hi, hi.
Hey, Yvonne.
Yvonne, you need to turn down your computer, honey.
Yeah.
We're hearing you. You need to turn down the computer. Okay, now let's try that again. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
There you are.
There you
we
are.
Gotcha.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness. What a ride I'm on. I was in Ecuador in July.
Yes.
And I had some beautiful healings and ceremonies. My life hasn't been the same since. Mm. I mean, it hasn't always been in high speed, but it has the focus and the clarity has improved exponentially. And I use your app on a regular basis. It is such a friend to me. And I just needed to express that.
Thank you.
For sharing that.
That really warms our heart because we really poured our soul into that app. So thank you for that feedback.
And it pours into us as individuals greatly. And I'm just wondering if there is a message in a mini soul reading for me.
Well, there is. There absolutely is. And I'm enjoying it because it's very, what would be the word I want to use here? It's like sparkly. And in your case, it's like the high heart. I'm seeing what looks like beautiful bubbles. And they're every color, but a lot of soft pastels, pinks, purples, blues, violets, little soft gold here and there, like a crystalline orb color. And I'm watching all these little beautiful bubbles. It's the only word I can give. Coming out of your high heart, but then they're forming what looks to be almost like, I would describe it as a picture frame. They're forming what looks to me, it's not a circle, it's more like an eye, you know, but on its vertical, like a Shiva eye, and it's starting at your high heart, and it goes up around your head, and it rests right at the top of what we would call the exploded crown, and the message is, remember we are here, remember you are being supported. Remember that all you need to do is breathe up and remember your own enlightenment, and the softness of the universe will gently shower you, and everything will release and remember and restore. And so it is.
Oh my goodness, how beautiful and timely. Oh, because I have been feeling much more love in my life than ever before.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm almost out of breath connecting with you, and I had to close my eyes because all I see is your face with this beautiful eye made up of all these beautiful, like this frame. You're radiating out of it, but it's like, and it's just beautiful. So I'm just inviting you to really call that in, really anchor that energy, and just know how much we love you. And I will tell you on a personal note, I use my pens all the time.
Wonderful. We're celebrating pen to paper.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes. Oh, we love you, honey.
Namaste.
Namaste, sweetheart.
Well, we have time for one more.
What time? How does? I don't think we do. We only have 1 minute left.
Oh, we got. We can do it. We can stretch it.
We're not going to take any more callers because my heart, honestly, we only have 60 seconds left of the show,
yeah,
and I don't want to cut you off.
We don't want to cut you short. I apologize for saying
Write down this number, 517-208-1500. Join us here every Sunday at Shri and Kira, the Voice of Passion and Action. Join us every Saturday at Explore the Mysteries. And, hey, check out our show with Johanna Sand and myself. This Thursday night, Soul Mirrors, the Voices of Women of Consciousness at 5 p.m. And we love you. Be the gift that you know you are. And together we are better.
And beloved ones, we are so delighted to have had this time with you. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply, may you trust, and may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.